response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
All right, it's K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. If you're waiting around for your tickets to go to Dodger Stadium and see My Chemical Romance from the Pit, we'll have them for you coming up later today at 9 a.m., and you'll win them throughout the day here, again at noon, again at 3, and again at 6. We will not be satisfied until every single one of you gets in the pit at Dodger Stadium for that show, and you'll have a chance to win those tickets coming up this morning and all week long right here on K-Rock. Every once in a while, we look around the world for things that are happening in other countries, and we have to make a serious decision. Should we import these things and bring them to America, or should we leave them where they are? As we've said, two of the greatest things in the entire world, meatballs and menage a trois, started elsewhere. Now we have them here.
Imports are more expensive than ever right now.
And you know, that's where we really have to make a decision, because of all of the tariffs and the taxations. Are these things worth bringing to America, or do we leave them where they are? It's time for import, export. And this one... And I'd love to get your thoughts on the text line, 800-520-1067. Just a moment ago, talked about that marathon that happened in Boston yesterday.
That's the marathon.
I would argue the New York marathon is the marathon.
You think so?
Well, the Boston one got big after, obviously, the Boston bombing. But I still think the New York... Growing up, I only knew there was one marathon, and it was the New York marathon.
Really?
That was the one. And then I realized every
city does
every
it.
City's doing it.
Every major city.
Every city's ruining traffic to do this thing. Eventually, they're going to listen to me and just put everyone in a warehouse full of treadmills.
Yeah, but they usually do it so early that I wake up and don't even realize it happened.
Nothing makes you feel more pathetic as a human than waking up.
And they're sweeping up the marathon.
And an entire marathon not only has been run, but it's run by thousands of people.
All the cones are up.
And you're eating like a bacon, egg, and cheese on a croissant going, what happened here? And they're like, it was the marathon. You're like, yeah, of course.
I know.
I was going to run in there. Well, what's happening in other countries, in China... They always are leading the way as it pertains to technology.
Yeah.
And I believe for the first time ever, they had a marathon-ish. I don't know if it was a full marathon
or a race.
It
was a
half marathon. But they had robots running alongside humans.
Yeah, so they wanted to show that humans and robots can run together and see which one does better. And it seems like in this case, though it's not normally true... The humans have won out, clearly.
I know the theory is that we are all going to be replaced by robots in so many ways. Jobs and everything else. Even just think of the Roomba. Roomba does a great job of cleaning up until it runs into, a staircase. Then it can't handle that. But regardless, the concept of a marathon, which other than if you know someone running and you're out there rooting for them, is boring as far as most sports are concerned.
Well, especially if you're just stationed at one area.
Right.
So you're just seeing people running by one area.
But,
you know, it's not like you're going to switch around and see people going at a different part. But the question is it going to make you feel better about yourself that you're beating a robot? And I think it would.
Absolutely. And just as a spectator, to watch the robots running alongside. Now, the robots, at least in the video I'm looking at, they look very much like cyborg. I mean, they're very robotic. They're not human-like.
Well,
there
were a bunch of different ones. There were 20 different ones, and they all had different compositions and stuff. But they also had to run with their little handlers. But a lot of them were so slow that the handlers had to walk alongside them. And I think the fastest one finished in like 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Right.
Which, if you think about how long it took for the person to run the Boston Marathon,
and this was only a half marathon.
They said that it was the average pace of a 70-something-year-old man.
No, okay, and that's where we're at. Now in 2025, but think about the future. And if you're trying to have humans competing with robots, which is going to happen, I was looking at some viral posts over the weekend that said, "What will the NFL look like in 100 years?" And it was they asked the question to ChatGPT, and it gave a legitimate answer of some of the things that actually could happen. But one of them is the first game will actually take place on the moon.
Whoa.
As they go for global expansion, and then they go for more like, whatever you want to call it, galaxy
expansion.
What a Hail Mary
that would be.
So, right, ball never, just little, just... he's some crap quarterback that's still throwing bombs because there's no gravity. The point is, though, I think about the reality that we will be battling robots in sports. Humans and robots will be battling, and you would think robots would have all the advantages because they're robots. They don't get tired, and they can build them to, you would think you could just, if a human's racing a car, it's not that impressive if the car is beating the human. Car should be the human. But if a human does win, like in this particular race that happened in China, where the human actually did beat the robot, you kind of feel like that is the ultimate flex.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the sport. Like, I feel like football, you have to make... you have to read plays, right? You have to be able to make a game time split second gut decision on some things, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Now, the robot would be able to see that, like Terminator style, and compute every single possibility, right, and make the right choice every time.
In theory, right, until there's glitches. And there will be glitches for a while until we figure it out. But the question is,
at least... And you can't bite the fingers of the robot because it doesn't care.
Yeah, you end up hurting yourself. You're like, God damn it.
Ow, my teeth.
Bite the finger and I ruin my own teeth.
Right.
But the question is, would you be more willing to either participate and or watch a marathon, definitely on TV?
Oh, I would definitely want to watch it.
If robots are involved, and if they're letting you know, by the way, like robots are in first, second, and third place, but there's three humans that are gaining, that would be so exhilarating.
Yeah, I think that would definitely add to the excitement. Or I would just want to watch so that I could push one over.
Or if they accidentally grab that cup of water they're handing out and then they rust. That would be the funniest part is like the robots make it all the way.
And they're just like,
they're about to win every time until they get handed a cup of water, and then it's every time they like.
Well, and if you're the runner next to you, you're just like, nope, just spray that on you, and yeah, you're gone, buddy.
Hold the cup of water, just throw it over the robot. So let us know.
For that reason, import.
We got to vote full import on this. Text line, overwhelming import, 800-520-1067. It's happening in China now. The first one took place recently. Should we bring it to America? And yes, it seems interesting. Interesting point 818 says is that we all think it's fun now, but think about when the robots start taking over basketball. Remember, there was that basketball shooting robot video that went viral last year where I think the robot hit like 1,000 in a row three-pointers.
Whoa. See, things that require that much precision, I think like golf too, robots will probably be way better than humans.
Yeah, but we have Steph Curry, and I would think Steph Curry could also hit 1,000 in a row three-pointers. In the world
in a
of
row?
In a row, yeah. He's done that,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, but then there are some days where you're on, some days where you're off, and the robot's always on.
Let us know. Import, export. Text line is 800-520-1067. We are Klein Alley Show on K-Rock.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.